In Lebanon, the government there held a national celebration to welcome home those detainees. NPR's Ivan Watson has that part of the story from Beirut.
Lebanon literally unrolled the red carpet for the returning prisoners today at Beirut Airport. A military band played on the tarmac, and the country's president and prime minister stood shoulder to shoulder with Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah, all waiting for a jet from Germany to deliver more than 20 Lebanese detainees back to their home country. Inside the arrivals hall, dozens of relatives sat anxiously waiting to catch sight of their loved ones, among them 16-year-old Mariam Hassan Anyoum, who sat clutching a bouquet of flowers. Mariam was 6 months old when her father, a Hezbollah guerrilla named Hassan Anyoum, was captured while fighting Israeli troops. Anyoum spent the next 15 years in prison. Mariam says today would be the first time she'd get the chance to call him father in person.
First of all, she's going to hug him and tell him the word father, because she never did.
When the jet finally arrived and the prisoners walked down the red carpet into the arrivals hall, it was pandemonium as families broke through velvet rope barriers and pushed past security guards to embrace their loved ones. Overcome with joy, one bearded detainee struggled to lift three of his young sons at the same time. Nearby, 27-year-old Fadi Marwan Awad wept as he hugged his father and mother. The Israeli Navy captured Awad 3 years ago when he tried to smuggle weapons aboard a boat to the occupied Palestinian territories. Awad called for the release of other prisoners still being held in Israeli jails.
He thanks the Lebanese government very much. He's very happy, but he's sad at the same time because he left behind him so many colleagues still waiting in prison.
Amid the chaos of the moment, Hassan Anyoum kissed his teenage son and 16-year-old daughter Mariam for the first time in more than a decade. "These are my children," he said. "I left them as babies, and thanks to God and my patient wife who raised them," he added, "now they are grown up." Lebanese government officials billed today's celebration as a victory against Israel, which abandoned its occupation of southern Lebanon 3 years ago. Most people gathered here said credit for the victory lay with Hezbollah's leader, Hassan Nasrallah, who later addressed an audience of more than 1,000 supporters. In his speech, he continued to denounce his sworn enemy, Israel, and he promised to win the release of more Lebanese prisoners. Observers say by forcing Israel to negotiate with Hezbollah, Nasrallah's prestige will rise both in Lebanon and across the Arab world. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Beirut.